The title for this. So the title is Jesus a part of your Sunday? We're going to be in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Is Jesus a part of your Sunday? Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. If you guys would like to stand for the reading of God's Word. Exodus 20, starting in verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thankful, Father, that you would put this message on my heart, Father, and that I would ask that you would be with me, Father, to speak clearly, to let your flock know exactly what you were trying to say. Father, I do ask that you continue to bless this church and you bless the family that's in this building. And it's in your precious name, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen. Prior to April of 2021, which I will say is one of the more important days of my life. What is that? That's when I got saved. Amen. Prior to that, as I said, a typical Sunday. Here was my typical Sunday. I would wake up. It's time to eat. Then I might turn on the TV. We're going to watch some NASCAR. As those who can remember, the very first day I walked in here, I had a NASCAR shirt on. And then what would I do? You can tell. I would eat again. And then it's football time. Between football games, we're going to do some more eating. And then, to close out my night, I'd fall asleep on the couch watching football. I would wake up, and I would go to bed. Now, sometimes it was family day. Sometimes we'd go to the lake, we'd go swimming, I'd spend time with the family. Of course, that was during non-football season, right? Right. That's to go without. And my wife can attest to this. This is not a joke. This was my Sunday. This is what I called family day. We were there, but was I really there? No, I wasn't there. I was there to the TV. That was my family that day. At a young age, my father did teach me that Sundays were family days. And of course, we say that we emulate our parents. So I'm going to give you an example of what my father's Sunday looked like. Wake up, turn the TV on. He'd sit in front of the TV on the floor. He'd have his coffee table. And back then, there wasn't computers, well, at least that weren't very efficient. So he'd have a box of paperwork. And his Sunday would consist of watching football and going through his paperwork. I'm going to tell you, my brothers and I, if we got in front of the TV, anything was coming at us that he had in his hand. A remote control, a phone, a pager. Yes, kids, we had pagers. A pencil. My brother once got stuck with a pencil in his leg, and he still has the lead mark in his leg to this day because we chose to walk in front of the TV. So I grow up. I have some kids. My kids were young. My oldest, Angel, she was probably 7. My twins, David and Alexis, they were probably 4. And I get a knock on my door one Saturday afternoon. It's a lady from Bethel Baptist Church in Greenfield, Indiana. And she says, "I know you have kids that live here. I've seen them." I said, "Okay." She said, "We do a bus route for school, for church on Sunday? Would your kids be allowed to go?" I said, "You want to take my kids for 3 hours during football? Sign me up. I'm sold. That's fine." The TV was on every Sunday with some kind of sports on it. Then April of 2021 happened, and all that changed. Now I can tell you that Jesus is my whole Sunday. My family time has been cut short, not with my immediate family, but with my family that lives in Mesa, my brothers. They work Monday through Friday, so they're off Saturday and Sundays. So what do they do on Saturdays? They party. They party hard. And we used to go over there on Saturday nights, and then we just got home so late that when I would come to church on Sunday, I felt like I wasn't giving it my whole attention. I was falling asleep, just like some of you in this room are right now. But that's okay. So I cut that out. I cut that short because church was important to me. There was times when my schedule says that I didn't get home from work on Saturday night until 2 a.m. And then I would have my Bible study to do. But yet I was still here at 8 a.m. every morning for prayer. We're going to put that to the test. We're going to look at our text now. So if we go to verse 8, chapter 20, Exodus, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." That word "remember" in the 1828 dictionary says to have in mind an idea which had been in the mind before, which recurs to the mind without effort. Here's a question for you. Does Jesus come to your mind without effort? Verse 9 says, "6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work." I had asked Benny if I could mention him, because on Wednesday, Benny gave a blessing that kind of really struck me as this was going to be my message today. He said that his blessing was that he was able to work, but yet he was still able to have the time to come to church. And I understand if you're providentially hindered and you have to work, believe me, I understand that. But when I walked through those doors and God changed my life, I decided from that day on, I was not going to allow anything in my life to hinder my Sundays. Is Jesus a part of your Sunday? You're thinking, "It's Sunday. I'm here." What do you mean? I mean exactly the title. Is Jesus a part of your Sunday? Preacher Hardesty, one of the first messages that I remember him preaching when I sat here in the second row was that religion and church sends more people to hell than anything else. What will save you? It's your relationship with Jesus, right? So we ask Jesus for salvation, and he gladly gives it to us. And then what do? We give him 90 minutes at most once a week. Is church just a check mark on your to-do list for Sunday? If Jesus is our focus, why do we only have the same 18 people here at prayer at 8 a.m.? And I'm going to give a plug for the 8 a.m. prayer. It's important to start your day praying. God needs to be a part of your Sunday, so what better place to be here? We sing, we pray together, and then we go next door, and we eat some donuts, have some coffee, and fellowship. But most importantly, we pray. If Jesus is our focus, why don't we have 140 or more people for Sunday school? If Jesus is our focus, why don't we have 140 or more for Sunday night? Do we come on Sunday for a checklist? Or do you come here to spend time with Jesus? Church is over at 11:30 on average for the morning service. We come back at 5, okay? So what does your 5.5 hours look like? And I decided that statement wasn't good enough. So we're going to break it down. What does your 330 minutes look like? Nope, that's not good enough. What does your 19,800 seconds look like between services? How many seconds do you have to give to Jesus? I could tell you what happens, because it's happened, and I'm guilty of this as well. We talk about lunch. Some of us go home and take a nap. Oh, don't forget, football Sunday, so we've got the TV on. Maybe you have events, etc., etc., etc. Do we even think about Jesus during this time? Like I said, I'm guilty of this as well. But I do always try to do some kind of Bible study in between churches. As some of you in this room have been to my house or I've been to yours, we do try to make Jesus a part of our afternoon. Is today holy to you? Look at verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. It says the Lord blessed this day. Do you guys feel that this day is a blessing to you? And do you treat it as such? We tend to run around here like busy little bees without stopping and just thanking God for this day. Is that you? Is this day holy? Is this day blessed to you? And we're going to finish in Genesis chapter 2. So please turn to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, starting in verse 2. We're going to read verse 2 and 3. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Do we take for granted our holy, sanctified day? Or do we include Jesus in our Sunday? Dear Father, I thank you for this time, Father, to bring this